The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Dr. McCullough said, any person dying with no prior history of significant disease, it's the vaccine, until proven otherwise. And he says that's how it should always be. Of course, if someone has, you know, a sudden death and they weren't vaccinated, then you can rule out that their sudden death was due to the vaccine. But if someone is vaccinated and then they have a sudden death, you have to assume it's the vaccine. That's the problem with what they have done by damaging people's immune systems. I've said this is, yeah, there's going to be some people that it's just coincidence, but there's a lot of people where it's not coincidence. And in fact, we should be looking at every death that is like, wow, that death came out of nowhere. Even if you're old, if the old person is healthy and they're not showing any signs, and then all of a sudden, that doesn't mean that can't happen, but you should assume it's the vaccine until proven otherwise. And obviously, the easiest way to prove otherwise is somebody is not even vaccinated, and that will prove it otherwise. This is, I agree 100% with Dr. Peter McCullough. He is tremendous, and he was on Charlie Kirk's show. And, well, they were talking about all sorts of things. I want to give you a lot, because a lot of good information, including yet again, a doctor talking about how long like the spike protein stays in your body. Dr. Peter McCullough addresses that. Frankly, people don't know still, but it seems like it stays in your body. We haven't been able to prove that it goes away. There isn't any studies that really show that it's gone away, or here's how long it stays in. That's not good news. That's really bad news. But at the same time, we have scientifically proven that if you've been vaccinated once, it's not nearly as bad as being vaccinated twice or three times. And I guess some people even four times. I mean, if you're on your third or fourth, if you're on your fourth vaccine and you're still alive, count yourself lucky and say, hey, I pulled the trigger four times and I'm still okay. That's the way you should be looking at it. And you should never pull it a fifth time. Try it a fifth or sixth. It really is. It's like Russian roulette, where there's five empty chambers, but the sixth chamber is a bullet. But that bullet could get you at any of those times. You don't know when. And the more you get vaccinated or boosted, the more you're pulling the trigger. And it just stuns me how the people who have survived the vaccine run around saying, but I'm fine. And I keep saying that really is just like running around saying, I played Russian roulette and I'm fine. Therefore, anyone can play it and it's going to be totally fine for them too. No, science disagrees with you. All right, Dr. Peter McCullough, take a listen on the Charlie Kirk Show.
And now what I've said under oath is that any person dying with no prior history of significant disease, it's the vaccine until proven otherwise, because we know subclinical myocarditis leads to sudden death. It's the vaccine until proven otherwise. And what I mean, this is easy. If the person hasn't taken the vaccine, if the family comes forward and says they haven't taken the vaccine, we've ruled it out. But in the absence of that, it's the vaccine until proven otherwise by autopsy or other clinical evaluation.
Yeah, I was just watching television the other day, and the Arizona Department of Health is still running commercials saying, get your vaccine, get your booster. And here comes the Florida Surgeon General saying, yeah, actually, the vaccine shows an 84% increase in cardiac issues for young men. 84% increase. Here's cut 43, pediatric ICU nurse talking about how they were not allowed to talk about heart problems they were seeing due to the vaccine. Play cut 43.
I took care of those children who came in with myocarditis after the vaccine. It was an unspoken thing that we were not allowed to talk about openly on the unit. The day before I was taken away from my position, I was actively giving compressions to a child to keep him alive.
Your thoughts, Dr. McCullough?
Well, I'm seeing the survivors in my clinic, Charlie. They're coming in large numbers. Heart damage, we see it by MRI. Sadly, it's not going away. It leads to heart damage, leads to a scar. The scar is the nidus for an abnormal rhythm called ventricular tachycardia, degeneration of ventricular fibrillation asystole, and that's death. The daughter, the 17-year-old daughter of Democratic Congressman Sean Casten from Illinois, she takes the vaccine. He discloses this in the report in the Hill, and then she dies in her sleep. Again, it's my opinion as a cardiologist that death is due to the vaccine until proven otherwise.
I guess that's what people should be assuming, especially when young people or people who are totally healthy have something like even like a stroke or a seizure, because the blood clotting could be happening due to the vaccine. And we don't know when that could hit. And the sad thing is, yes, these things happen, but now we have to assume it's the vaccine and you got to prove it otherwise. It's like the University of Michigan football game. I'm watching it, and during it, one of their youngest coaches has a medical, I believe it was later they said, seizure with, and I believe he has no history of having seizures or anything like that, and had to be carted off the field. The coach standing on the sidelines, who is a young coach, it's Mike Hart, in case you're wondering. It's the former running back for the University of Michigan, Mike Hart, who is now the running back's coach at the University of Michigan. I don't know his vaccinated status, but I'm assuming since he's working for a university and how the universities have cracked down, I think it's safe to assume he's been vaccinated. And therefore, I conclude, I'm not a doctor, I conclude it's the vaccine until proven otherwise. This is happening to famous people, but whenever it happens to famous people, it gets squashed. Nobody will speak about this, about, you know, you're watching college football, something like that happens, and they act like nothing really happened. Well, they act like, well, a medical emergency happened, but you can tell people are like afraid. Can we say, was he vaccinated? Should we even ask? Should anyone? No, you can't even ask the question, was he vaccinated? But like I said, these universities have forced like everybody to get vaccinated, basically. So I think it's pretty safe to assume. I'm assuming, I don't know. The point is, his family should be assuming that, is what I'm saying. His family, Mike Hart's family, should be assuming, or at least asking the doctors, did the vaccine do this if he's vaccinated? Now, if he's not vaccinated, well, we can rule that out right away. That's great. But if he's vaccinated, they should be asking their doctor. Every single person who has these type of medical issues should be forcing these doctors to have to talk about it. Now, doctors are afraid. They're afraid to tell you, oh, yeah, it could be the vaccine. That's another problem. Doesn't matter. You need to ask those questions. It's frustrating. More from Dr. Peter McCullough.
He discloses she's perfectly healthy. She had perfectly healthy visits with the doctor. She was planning the rest of her life. You can imagine the grief, the shock, the remorse, the guilt that he has in having his child undergo an unnecessary vaccine.
So, Dr. McCullough, some people say, well, kids drop dead all the time of heart issues. I mean, you've been in this field for decades. You're a cardiologist. Is that true?
It's not true. We have data by Avolio and colleagues from Finland. Before the COVID-19 vaccines, there were 4 cases per for myocarditis per million. It can happen with a parvovirus or another virus, 4 per million. The current estimates are now from a prospective cohort study from Bangkok, Thailand, 25,000 cases
what?
Per million. 25,000 cases per million. Yes, Charlie, it's through the roof. Myocarditis at this point in time is due to the COVID-19 vaccines until proven otherwise.
I like how he pounds until proven otherwise. This is what all doctors need to be saying. They should all be coming from this standpoint until proven otherwise. This is, folks, they can't hide the science. If we're wrong, if you think I'm a conspiracy theorist and I'm wrong, then these things won't be happening and we'll look like fools. But the thing is they're happening at way bigger massive numbers than you're being told. Way bigger numbers. And I know this because I know people, and I know you know people. I know you do. And then there's tons of people who are in denial, who have had relatives, and they don't even want to think in their mind, could have been that they got vaccinated, when that should be your first thought. It's the vaccine. It's always my first thought. It's the vaccine, and I hope, prove me wrong that it's not the vaccine. Is the person unvaccinated? And then, okay, that proves it. That doesn't prove the vaccine safe, but it proves at least this person, it actually has nothing to do with the vaccine. And you have to assume it's the vaccine, because we know for a fact that the vaccine damages your immune system. So now people are concerned. They go to a different segment, Charlie Kirk and Dr. Peter McCullough. People are concerned who have been vaccinated, and they should be concerned. Someone sends in an email and asks, is there anything I can do after they have taken the vax? They've taken it, and you're hearing all this, and it scares them. What can they do? Take a listen.
Caller, we have a couple emails here of people that are saying, Charlie, you've been focusing on the vaccine, but honestly, it gives me great anxiety because I took the vaccine and now I regret it. Is there anything I can do? Doctor, what's your wisdom on that topic?
You know, the government is not recognizing vaccine injuries and the damage that the nucleic acids, the genetic material, and then the spike protein do in the body. Paper by Stanford, from Stanford by Rolkin and colleagues, and then Incel DX, Bruce Patterson, preprint format, shows the genetic material and the spike protein may not ever get out of the body. It has a toxicity to it. So people are scrambling for things to do.
All right, hold on. He goes and says, this is the second show in a row where I've had a doctor, an expert, say, it might not ever come out of the body. That's not good. And he's not really fully answering the question, what can they do? Which tells me he doesn't think, or he doesn't really know. And I don't think anyone does. They can't say for sure, well, here's what you can do. I don't think we're at that point where we know what you can do. So if you've been vaccinated, here, since I do this for a living, I think I know a lot more than the average person, for sure, because I'm always covering this topic. From the stats that I see, and because there's so many people who've been multiple vaccinated that are having the major problems statistically, and the people who have been vaccinated once are not as bad off, it tells me that the immune system is damaged. Even if you get it once, you've damaged your immune system. But let's say you damaged your immune system by 25%. 15% to 25%, your immune system is damaged. So 75 to 85% of your immune system is actually working. You can fight off sicknesses and you'll be fine. It might stay that way the rest of your life. I can't tell. I don't know. Maybe eventually the toxicity gets out of you, the spike protein, your immune system fully recovers and you're back up to 100%. So far, we don't have any proof that that's true. It's possible. It could be, we don't know this either, but it could be that it's staying there. Right now, I'm going to lean towards, and I know you don't want to hear this, but I never sugarcoat things. You appreciate honesty. You appreciate truth. From me covering all of this, I lean towards that damage is there and it's permanent and you will recover a little more. So if you get damaged down to 25% of you're down to 75% of a functioning immune system, your body may recover and get back up to like 85%, but I don't think it will ever get to 100%, sadly. But it might recover. It might recover from the lowest low point of whatever the damage is and have some recovery. I think it will. Then if you're getting boosters and you're getting jabbed third time, fourth time, each time you're damaging your immune system, I think each person is different. Everyone is not the same. So some people, you're damaging your immune system 40%, 60%, and others 30%, 40%. Some people could damage your immune system up to 80%. And then they're only working with a 20% immune system. And of course, a sickness comes, they're fine. their immune system's down to not working, basically. Only 20% is working because they've been jabbed three times, let's say. And they seem fine for 8 months because they haven't come across a sickness. And then a sickness hits them and they're going to be in trouble. Or a sickness isn't what gets them. A disease that is hereditary could break out in them that their immune system was holding off. And now that their immune system's only functioning at 20%, that hereditary disease, boom, comes out. This is what we're seeing. And they're hiding still as much as they can so that we don't know how bad it is, but I know it's bad. But if you've been jabbed once, I think you'll be okay for the most part. You will, maybe when you get the flu or a cold, it will hit you harder. I think that, but you should be able to recover. Your immune system should be functioning well enough that you recover. Hopefully, here's another scary thing. I'm sorry to scare you, but hopefully, since this does mimic AIDS, it's called VAIDS. You can look it up. It's synthetic. It kind of follows that. Well, with AIDS, it's super slow, but it slowly gets worse over time. I'm saying I think maybe this won't get worse over time, but that's my hope. That's my hope. Back to Dr. Peter McCullough.
No prospective randomized trials. The best thing I can tell you is I'm following my patients carefully, and beyond a year, I'm not seeing the emergence of problems right now. Hopefully this will hold up. The main point is don't take any more. The toxicity appears to be cumulative.
Yeah, so are the boosters the real kicker? Is that what you're seeing? Is that the cumulative cascade of boosters?
Well, remember the boosters, the bivalent boosters, were not tested on humans. They didn't work in animals, and there was a false surrogacy of the antibodies. It couldn't be worse. The first lady, one of the first in Canada, in Saskatoon, to take the vaccine, the bivalent vaccine, she already taken multiple as a nurse. She dies in the waiting period in the pharmacy while she's texting her daughter. Yeah. The bivalent boosters can be fatal.
So let me just reemphasize this for everyone listening. You said that they were not tried on humans. Was this the 8 mice that they were tried on? Is that right?
Yeah. And it failed in the 8 mice.
But I mean, Dr. McCullough, I don't want to, you know, be the most cynical program in the history of broadcasting. But normal people are going to listen to this and they say, there's no way I possibly believe it. In a country of 330 million people, the wealthiest country ever, you're trying to tell me we are massively distributing vaccines based on a failed test of 8 mice? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. It's never been done. This is a complete abrogation of good regulatory practice by the FDA. The FDA is off the rails. Big Pharma is in charge. The money is flowing. By the way, Charlie, these were pre-purchased before the animal studies were released.
Let's hit that home again. Did you hear the end of that? I know some of you, your mind is stuck on the 8 mice. Yeah, 8 mice. That was the study. Wow. And the mice, I believe, died. So it failed and they still pushed it through. That's how evil this all is. But then he talks about before the studies, the animal studies, before they could even view what happened to them, they had already purchased the vaccines. Meaning it didn't matter. Well, clearly it didn't matter because the animal studies failed and they just come to you and say it's safe and effective. This is complete fraud. They have basically murdered millions of people around the world. That's what has occurred. And, you know, lots of people have accused them of this. And they don't want to debate it because the science and the evidence is in. Folks, the vaccine was worse than what we were warning you about. And we warned you. We thought it would be maybe bad. This is even worse than we thought. And the good thing is this booster that they've rolled out, not very many people are going out and getting this new booster. Not very many people, which means that we have proven our case to a lot of people, or at least we've gotten enough people by word of mouth and others and through alternative media to where people are like, I don't know. And that's better than just blindly doing it. I don't know, so I'm going to hold off. At least we've got people that I don't know. See, we've known how bad it is from the very beginning, so I'm not at I don't know. I know. I know the vaccine is evil. I know it's awful. I know it destroys your immune system. I do know. I know. I've seen the science. I know. I've seen the studies. I've seen the statistics. I know. I know other people can't say that, but at least they're not getting it. At least they're not getting it. A little bit more from Dr. Peter McCullough on the Charlie Kirk Show.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And so most people need to recognize and realize this. And if you were to say this to Pfizer or one of the companies, would they agree with you, or would they have some sort of argument like, oh, precedent, we know the technology? How would they respond to that if they were ever confronted with the fact that they're massively distributing technology that failed on mice?
They would say that half of the current bivalent booster is the old vaccine, which didn't work and is antiquated. And the reason why they needed a new vaccine, so they kept it half, and then half is directed against the BA4, BA5 subvariant. So they're going to say it's a minor modification of an existing product. However, the existing product is not safe and it doesn't work.
No, folks. And here's the simplest rule that you can follow if you doubt me on any of the stuff, or you don't understand, or you don't know for sure who to believe about the vaccine. Here's a scientific fact. Science has never been able to cure the common cold. Do you know why? Common cold is a coronavirus that spreads through the air. They can't stop airborne viruses. No airborne virus, none. Any airborne virus, science has no ability to stop it. So when they told you that they could give you a vaccine to stop an airborne virus, they already knew they were lying to you, because they can't do it. Why? Because your immune system are two different things. You need to protect your respiratory system and your digestive tract for an airborne virus. They're putting it in your blood, which protects your organs. It cannot stop you from getting infected. They can't. That's why they can't cure the common cold. They can't give you a shot to cure the common cold, because the common cold is an airborne virus. So here's all you have to remember. If anyone, no matter what it is, including the flu shots are a scam because of this. This is a scientific fact, just people don't know it. If they inject you in your bloodstream for an airborne virus and say that will protect you and you won't contract this airborne virus because we put it in your blood, they're lying. And it's probably not the person, they don't know they're lying to you. They're wrong. The science proves they're wrong. If they can do that, then you say, oh, so you've cured the common cold. You know how to cure the common cold then. And if they say, well, no, we don't know how to cure the common cold. Well, why not? You're saying you can, it's a coronavirus. Then they're trapped. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Spread the truth. Subscribe. Go to thenewamerican.com. Subscribe to the magazine. Help us out with that. Go do it. We'll appreciate it. Thank you for helping. See ya. Hey, folks. The New American is guided by the Constitution. They are all about fighting for the freedoms that the Constitution guarantees us and how the Constitution limits government. And they're all about keeping the government limited according to what the Constitution and our forefathers set up. If you have not understood what the New American is about, well, I think that pretty much sums it up. Keeping America what it was supposed to be, a lawful constitutional government, and the Constitution is king in America, and it should be, and we need to protect it. And you can help by going to thenewamerican.com and subscribing as well. Do it.